Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets for Dog Days number 10. Continuing on with our little discussion here we've been having about the big three. We've been talking about publishing, specifically back when in the 80s, publishing a newsletter was the most profitable way to go. Less paper and more money for that. But as I said, that was kind of gone by the wayside here in the modern electronic world. I suppose there are still a few people who are publishing newspapers, and there are still a few people who are subscribing to those newspapers for a large amount of money. But I think probably that's switched over. And of course, in the electronic world, it's mostly become a situation of attracting a lot of people to your, publication, and then getting them to click on ads, right? That's how everything on the web works, or at least all the free stuff. The free stuff on the web is based upon the fact that you can derive ad revenue from people who want to see your website or like the kind of information that you are offering. And that brings up an interesting point here. And so I said we were going to go on to seminars, but I think there's a little more to discuss here in this particular regard. And, you know, the thing that I find interesting here is a medium that didn't even exist back in the era that I'm talking about. I guess probably the closest thing that I can think of that existed that is analogous to this in terms of distribution of media on a personal basis. I mean, yes, people made mixtapes, but there wasn't that much interchanging of mixtapes and things along that line. But when the digital audio revolution came along with the revolution in digital publishing, there was also the revolution of computerization of computer music, and of course the first entry in that regard was the CD. Well, along with the CD, there was the digital method of recording the information that would be placed on the CD, and digital audio recording came along. There were a whole series of people who had various types of portable digital audio equipment that started to come into play towards the middle of the 80s and on into the 90s. And there was also then analog equipment that you could use to record, of course, at the same time. And the most prevalent method of interchange that was around was people had a organized way of figuring out who, and I think some of this was facilitated actually through the internet, but even pre-internet access, there were people who had availability to lists of available tapes. And one of the most popular tapes that were available of musical groups and interchanging of that music was the Grateful Dead. The Grateful Dead actually encouraged people to record their shows. They would actually provide audio output from their board to the people who were running tape decks. And so then, you know, the audio out from the board, you'd get the mix from the board. You didn't even have to depend on your own microphones. You could actually get to the board mix, and then they would daisy chain that mix down the line. I think there were even stories I heard about people having distribution amplifiers to make sure the signal was strong for the line level coming out of the board so that it could get to all of the tape decks. And to this day, there's an extensive collection of live performances of the Grateful Dead that are still available and have been archived onto digital media. I used to work for a local theme park, and we had lots of bands that would come in at the amphitheater for the outside concerts. I used to mix sound and things like that, and I often wish I had stuck some microphones out the window and used my cassette tape, which would not have been as good a quality as the digital, but archived some of those performances. But of course, I wouldn't ever have done that because that would not have been legal without the permission of the band. It is a fascinating kind of thing that we had this digital audio that was available. Don't know if you're aware of this, and you can probably get MP3s of these kinds of things if you're interested in that. Not sure of how many other bands did that. We'll talk to